G'day and welcome again. Today I'm with Darren Saul, who is a very active social media marketing practitioner and podcaster who consults with organisations to help them get serious business results integrating social media and podcasting into their marketing strategies. How are you, Darren?
Very well, Alan. Happy Friday.
Same to you. It's good to have you here. Because we've been chatting for a little while now and getting to know each other, and I thought what you had to share would be extremely important to people, especially now with being isolated from and working from home. Definitely. I know that one of your favorite sayings is that if you're not on social, you don't exist.
Definitely.
So what
yes.
I'd like to do is delve into that more, but I'd love to start with, how did you get involved in the work you're doing now to start with?
Fantastic, with pleasure. So I've been working as a photographer for quite some time. And I was having a casual dinner with a good friend of mine, and he pulled out his phone and he showed me his LinkedIn profile, and he said, I've just been following of late this guy called Gary Vaynerchuk. I don't know, ever heard of Gary Vaynerchuk or
yep.
Gary V?
Yeah.
And
all known.
Yeah. Very well known social media practitioner, social media marketer, advertising mogul. He's a social media genius as far as I'm concerned. But I said, oh yeah, tell me a bit about this guy, Gary Vee. You know, so I read a few posts and he said, you've really got to subscribe to his way of thinking, because he said that every person in business today, and even if you want to achieve something not in business, should really think like a media company. You should have your own, you should be the star and the director of your own media company. And I said, wow, that sounds fascinating. So I did some research. I dived heavily into his content. I was watching every YouTube video. I listened to every podcast, and I still do to this day. I listen to him religiously every morning. I listen to his podcasts, his YouTube videos, and all his content. And basically, I just was brainwashed, and I said, wow, this makes perfect sense. And at the time, I could see the shift between traditional marketing and customer behavior to much more attention being on social media. And that's what he prescribes. He says, attention these days is on 7 or 8 platforms on your phone. And so that's where, if you're a marketer, that's where you have to end up. That's where you have to be. And you don't even have to be a marketer. If you want to achieve anything for personal reasons, for charity reasons, for business reasons, we all have to promote ourselves. We all have to market in some way. So the attention is on all these platforms. And then I just fell in love with social media, and I just started becoming a practitioner, and I just started practicing. And when I first started, you know, a couple of years ago, some of the stuff that I put out in terms of my content was very superficial and very infantile. And then, as we say, you know, it's just practice, it's execution, and you learn as you go. And over time, I started becoming more sophisticated, learning from other people, watching other people, experimenting more, to the point where, you know, my social media content is pretty strong, but there's always, you know, much more to learn.
Well, that's right.
Absolutely. But I just became a social media practitioner, and I found out how much I love social media and the psychology behind social media and marketing. Mm. To me, it's just fascinating. And I've been, you know, utilizing social media for my business heavily, you know, every day, 3-4 times a day. I get up every morning at about 5 a.m. and I'm on social media for a good couple of hours. And I'm setting up my social media for the day. And it really, it works. But it's something that you have to do over time. It's not a quick fix by any means. You have to dedicate yourself to it. You have to become a practitioner. You have to become better and better as you go. You have to open yourself up to what, you know, what response you get, and tweak and pivot and learn accordingly. And it's just, you know, something that is but I really believe it's the new way to market. And particularly in this time where we are now, more and more people's attention is on virtual platforms and on all these social media platforms. And we're all utilizing social media and the internet much, much more. And now's the time to market more so than ever before.
That's it. The thing I loved as well is you just mentioned that when you started, that it was quite infantile. And that's what I love, is because I think a lot of people out there who haven't really embraced this yet, haven't really got into doing Facebook Lives and other things on social media, are always worried about, well, what am I going to look like? To hear somebody who's doing extremely well now and very professional in what they do, to say at the beginning that, yeah, it was infantile, it gives faith to those people of where they can be if they apply themselves now.
Absolutely. And I hear this all the time. Like, I could list 10 or 15 objections or excuses for why people don't want to start diving into social media and using social media. It's either they don't have the time, they don't have the money, they don't know what to post, they don't know where to post, they're not confident enough, they think that it's too saturated, so why bother even starting? There's so many excuses, I've heard them all. But I can honestly say that social media works, and you just have to start at point A and go through the journey, go through the continuum personally. You know, you can't compare yourself to someone who's been doing it for 10 years or 15 years or 2 years. You'll get there. Everybody's on their own continuum, but you've just got to start and you've got to execute every day, because everybody strategizes and plans, but nobody actually starts doing anything.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue. A long plan of the stuff I'm going to do and that, and then the day passes and the next day I'm doing the same thing again and that passes again.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I can honestly say that it's just practice. And, you know, as long as you're open-minded, you'll get better and you'll start to enjoy it because you'll be getting better. I was listening to something, I think it was a podcast that I heard early this morning, and they said, competence breeds confidence. Something like that. And that's exactly what they meant. The more you get better at something, the more you're more comfortable with it, the more you are confident and you start enjoying it.
That's exactly right. And when there's some of the arguments, as you said, that people come up with, like, don't have any money. Well, you've got a mobile phone.
Yep.
You've got everything you need to get started.
You've got the greatest video camera on this thing. You've got a great normal camera on this thing. You've got graphics. You've got access to everything, and you can do it for zero cost if you want to.
That's it. And I'm using a couple of free apps where I can pull pictures in from free sites, and I can put text all over them. There's my little ads that go out. Definitely. And I can do those in just a couple of minutes. I'm doing all this stuff and I'm going, geez, this is really cool. And then I look at the quality of course of the apps that I'm using. The quality is so high that it almost looks like it was somebody who's, you know, professional, who's done them for me.
Yep, absolutely. Like, I use iMovie for my video editing, and it's really easy. It's so simple, and it can give you very good quality video editing in a short period of time. You don't even have to go to some of the high-end products. You know, they're good, but even something as simple as iMovie, which is free, will allow you to work wonders with your social media.
That's right, because the little phone you were holding in your hand there a moment ago has more processing power than the original computers that got us to the moon.
That's right, so absolutely. Yep.
It's all there.
Indeed.
But then there's the other things, like, you know, content. People say, well, you know, it's saturated. Everybody else is doing stuff out there. But this is my argument back to people. If you're in the role that you're in, your business, there's going to be a lot of others out there doing the same thing. So isn't that saturated? So should you be doing that? Should you, if you're using that argument, then don't do your business, because it's the same argument there.
Absolutely. You know,
but then, as I always say to somebody who's good at what they do, do you give a valued service to somebody? Do you help them? For them coming to you, do you get value for money? Yes, I do. Well, then where's your argument? You should be doing it.
100%. And these days, you know, another part of social media, and something that social media has exposed, which is great, is our authenticity. And I think everybody, whether or not you've got 100 people in your same field or just 5, only you do it your way. Only you do it your way, with your language, with your energy, with your philosophy, your customer service, et cetera, et cetera. So just be who you are, do it your way, and put out the content that's authentic to you, regardless of whether someone else is doing it or not, and it will still be different because it's you.
So right at the moment, well, you've been doing this for how long? You've been in the industry?
Oh, it's about a couple of years now, doing a lot of social media, you know, as well as being working as a photographer. Been doing heavily working in social media for a good couple of years.
So has photography helped in the work that you do within social media, or is social media completely separate?
Yeah, it has. It has, actually, because obviously it's given me a good eye when it comes to video and photo and graphic, and even, you know, symmetry and how to visually set things up that they look appealing, et cetera, et cetera. How to work with color, how to work with font, you know, those kind of things. It comes from my training as a photographer. But at the same time, it's also not a necessity. And there are people that are magnificent social media marketers that are that haven't come from a graphic or a visual arts background at all.
Excellent. So with thinking there before, with thinking about the people who are out there and talked about the fact of money being an issue and everything else, as I said, they've got the phone, they've got all the gear there to actually set it up. But a lot of them were then worrying about, well, how do I go and market? What costs do I have involved? Yeah. Are there ways that should they be paying for advertising, or should they be looking at, are there other ways that they can get out their message out there without it costing them an arm and a leg?
Definitely. Look, there's so many different ways to do it. I mean, I heard of just the other day on a networking meeting that there's a company, I forgot the name of the company now, but and there's probably a few of them, where you can actually outsource your newsletters and your social media and your graphics for so much a month, and they'll do it for you. That's one extreme of the continuum. The other extreme is where you do it all yourself, or you train someone in-house to do it for you. I mean, personally, I believe that's the better way to go if you can. But if you really are stuck for time, or you don't, or whatever else, you can try and outsource it to somebody else. And there are a lot of low-cost options out there. And there's also a middle ground as well. But, I mean, to me, the philosophy is, like I said before, nobody knows your business and does things authentically like you. So if you give somebody else the keys to run your social media campaign, it's not going to feel like you. It's not going to smell like you. It's not going to be a representation of you. It's just going to be stock standard scenarios and pictures and graphics and phrases that they pull off the internet or you can use for everybody. It's not going to have personality. It's better than having nothing, because at least you have a presence, you have a social media presence, and it's important to be on social, because as I mentioned, if you're not on social, you don't exist. But if you can do it with as much authenticity as you can, either do it yourself or train someone in-house to do it in your style, using your words, and it might even be a collaboration. You know, there's such things as ghostwriters, for example. You know, you might not want to write a book, but you can have a ghostwriter write it for you. You can do the same thing with your social media. You can explain to the person what you would like to achieve, what you're trying to say, get them to do a draft, tweak it. See, that's kind of how I would word it. Maybe change this, change that. Now you can send it out. So, you know, ideally, if you can do it yourself, it's beneficial. But if you really have to outsource it. But it's better than doing nothing.
That's it. Well, you know, being in the real estate relationship game myself, it's always been a case of knowing the person that you're talking to. So if you're putting your stuff out, it really needs to be in your style, so people get a feel for that. Because when they then meet you, if they start talking to you, then they have a different style. They wonder what's going on. So you 100%. Need to have that, or you need to really educate the person who's going to promote you, to do your social media for you, to do it in your style, as you've said.
Exactly. I mean, even like a photograph, you know, you put a headshot out there and it doesn't look like you, or it was a headshot that was taken 10 years ago, and they come and meet you, they say, "Ooh, there's a disconnect here." And it might just be a subconscious disconnect, but it's breaking trust in a way.
That's it.
And it's the same with your social media. You know, you have to, your messages have to be consistent across all your platforms. They have to feel like you, so that when people actually come to do business with you, they realize that's you, because you're in social media, you're promoting your philosophy, your style, the way you work before people actually meet you and work with you. There has to be that consistency. Otherwise there's a break in trust.
That's it. And as you said, the photographs and other things that you use are extremely important. Says the guy who's got all his face photos up at the moment, clean shaven, and here I am with a beard. But my excuse is the fact that I started this after Christmas, and before it grew to the level where I was ready to have the photos taken, then we had the COVID-19 hitters, and so I haven't been able to get near a photographer.
I think it suits you. It looks good.
Thank you. but it's very important, because I know a few people have actually said to me, I've seen your photograph on all the other sites, but you've got the beard, what's going on?
Yep.
So that just drove home to me how important it is to make sure that you represent yourself as who you are today and not worry about the aesthetics or anything else. Because people, you know, if I go to your site, I'm going to look at you, I'm going to understand who you are, yep. and I'm going to already have a, whether I've been trained to do this or not, unconsciously, I've already decided whether I like you, whether you look like you can do the work.
100%. Like I always say, your reputation and your perception is already 75% built before they even meet you.
That's it.
And with social media, it's incredible. Everybody knows everything about you. They know what you can do. They know what you look like. They know who you've done it for, how much you charge, everything before they even pick up the phone. So if you're not in line with that, it's a total disconnect.
Excellent. Yep. And the other thing too is with videos and things, you know, what's the difference between when you're looking at a video, what's the most important when you're putting a video together? You've got the sound, you've got the pictures.
Great. In terms of a video like what we're doing now?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, again, there's different levels of production quality. If you're putting out something that is a promotional video, like a real salesy video or promotional video, I think it's important to have good quality video and good quality audio and have it produced in a really professional way because it is a sales pitch. It's a promotion. Mm. If it's a piece of content like what we're doing now, which is more about giving people value in terms of information and content, and more of a document, has it more of a documentary feel, I think you can get away with less quality in the video or even the lighting. But they say the audio is important. So that's why I'm using my little cheap, very cheap microphone. But audio is important because people want to be able to hear you properly, even more so than how they see you. But, you know, we're both reasonably well lit. You're even better lit than I am. I'm just using a light in front of me, but I'm going to start investing in a larger light. So lighting is important, sound is important, but it doesn't have to be absolutely perfect. And you can do it with your phone. You can do it with really low cost video and photography equipment. And again, that's more of a content piece of content rather than a sales promotional pitch. You know, for sales and promotional material, quality is more important than general content that gives people value. Content that gives people value should be used 80% of the time. That's more about what resonates with us than sales pitches.
Well, as I say, you give value and then you give more value again.
Definitely.
Making sure that people, you know, how do people get to know you?
Yep.
If you're just doing a sales pitch. So that side of it's really important. And that then makes it really important the person is genuine when they're delivering that content.
100%. I mean, nowadays on social media, you see it every day. You know, you open up LinkedIn, you open up Facebook, you open up Instagram, every platform. 90% of the things that I see are just buy my product, buy my service. This is what we do. Mm. This is a promotional video about us behind the scenes. Look at us. We're so great. All this fancy, slick videography and photography, but it doesn't have any soul. It's just, you know, a promotional sales pitch, and it's been done to death. Whereas people are craving the ability to connect with other people and craving the ability to understand who the other person is. As you say, you know, we do business with people, not businesses. We want to know who the other person is. So if you give people an understanding of who you are as a person and how you think about what you do and your philosophy, that is so much more powerful than just promotion. There's nothing wrong with promotion and you should promote, but you should give value much more than you promote.
Well, I believe is the better part of promotion is when the person gets value, because that's when they get to know, like, and trust you. Definitely. Which is the foundation of your relationships.
Definitely. And that's what gives you referrals and repeat business and everything. You know, you still can't beat referrals and repeat business, and one of the best ways to do that is by giving other people value.
And that's where, you know, when people are worried about, well, how do I come across? What am I going to look like? And they're worried about themselves.
Yep.
If they focus on their client, what they want to deliver to that person, because the world's going to look at what you put out there, but only the ones that you're going to ever buy from you are the ones who are going to be looking at it.
That's right.
So you want to make sure the people who are looking at it, you're talking to them in a way, because if you've talked to them the wrong way, those people are never going to buy from you. If you talk to them the right way, those people are connected with you and they're the ones that are going to buy from you.
100%. And it takes time to build your audience, you know, with social media. It takes a long time. You know, it happens one post at a time, one connection at a time. Someone might like your content. They might like it again the next day. They might tell someone else. They might refer it to somebody else. You pick up another follower through something that like what we're doing now in terms of collaboration. You know, it takes a long time to build that audience. But as you say, if you give the audience what they want, they will become a very, very loyal audience and they will follow you regardless of the quality of the production or the lighting or even the sound. Or, you know, if you haven't shaved today or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's what do they resonate with you and what you're saying, and none of that stuff matters. It's just superfluous.
And that's one of the things I find as well. When we're having these sort of conversations, there's no effort in having this conversation. Now, when you're trying to figure out what do I need to put out as a standalone video, that can be quite daunting. Yep. But as you said, it's looking at other people's pages and liking their content and interacting with them and building a relationship. I don't believe in just going like.
No.
I believe in liking, but then telling people why you like it. You start to get a conversation going.
Definitely.
And then it leads to things like this. It's easy for me to do an interview like this because I know I've got somebody like yourself who's got some real value to offer. We get into a conversation, and because my focus is on you, it's not about me anymore.
Yep.
And I'll give you an example. When I first looked at Facebook Lives, the gentleman who was teaching me, Brett Campbell, he said, you know, we're in a class and he said, well, get your phones out. And I started doing it and I'm talking to him and doing this and we are going, am I doing it right? And everything goes, I didn't know I was live.
Yeah, right.
And so it was a total, it must have been a comedy for everybody else who was watching it because I came across I felt like a real fool. But I had comments from people just saying, oh, it's great to see you finally getting into social media in this way.
See, because it's authentic. It was real.
And then I was doing a course with a friend, Anne DeVere, from the States. And she said, you're going to do a Facebook Live. So I reluctantly did it. And I said, God, I hated that. And then when I came back that afternoon, she said, oh, how's it going? It had 400 views. By the next day, it was 1,600 views.
Oh, Lord, that's fantastic.
And I went, she said, you're going to take it down? I said, be bugging. No. Stay it up.
I'm going to repost it.
So that's when I realized that forget about what I think about myself. Focus on the content I'm going to give the people I'm talking to.
Definitely.
Put it out there because if they see value to it, they're going to share it. They're going to like it. They're going to talk to other people about it.
Definitely.
And you get your credibility that way.
100%. And collaborations are a brilliant way to do that. You know, what we're doing right now, we're collaborating. We're cross-networking our connection base. We're sharing ideas. Mm-hmm. We're synergizing. You know, collaborations are an incredible way to do that as well. And in terms of, you know, what you were mentioning, the more information we give, the more content we give, the more we give of ourselves, people just really start to resonate, build your audience, refer you to other people. And it's a snowball effect from there, you know. And, you know, whether it's podcasting or whether it's social media, general social media marketing, it's all about giving people what they want and what they can use and, you know, utilize to help them. You know, that's the key.
Yeah. I know, excuse me, a lot of people will be worried about, oh, but what if they don't like what I put out there? Well, the people who don't like what you put out there, you're not worried about anyway.
Yep.
It's just making sure you focus on the ones that you do want to connect with.
That's right.
And they will follow you.
That's right. I mean, you can't be, you know, you can't be for every single person. You know, everybody has their own preferences, and you know, you'll have your own little audience, your own niche, and you can do very, very well out of your own niche. I think Seth Godin talks a lot about that when he talks about the curve. He says you can't be everything to everybody. You pick your little area and you just go deep and you dig into that niche, and that becomes your tribe or your audience.
And that's wise words, because if you focus on it trying to make everybody happy, the ones that you're going to end up noticing are the ones that you're not making happy, and they're not the ones you really want to be connected with. And
that's right.
All the people that were liking what you're doing are now being ignored, and you end up losing them.
Yep, 100%. Yep. Definitely.
So you've got your, you know, you went on the onto social media, the videos and everything else, posting and all the rest of it. But you've also been doing the podcasting as well. How does podcasting stand out from other social media, or how does it work in with the other social media?
Yeah, great question. One of my favorite topics. Podcasting is, for me, it's just another pillar within your wider social media content strategy. You know, you can become a podcaster, professional podcaster, and you can do it very well just as a podcast. You can get advertising, you can get all sorts of other speaking gigs and whatnot. But as well as that, you don't even have to go to that extent. You can just use a podcast as a piece of content, which is almost like what we're doing now. What this could be a podcast, and it's giving people value. It's just giving your audience more value. You're collaborating. So podcasting is an incredible strategy, incredible marketing strategy that a lot of people overlook. It's almost like a little magical marketing hack. I mean, I can think of so many reasons why podcasting is brilliant. Number one, it allows you to cross fertilize each other's audiences. Number two, it allows you to promote what you do and promote what your guest does in a very passive way. Mm. Neither of us are selling what we do because we're on a show collaborating and in a discussion. It's not a sales pitch. You get to become a better speaker. You learn and develop your speaking skills. You learn and develop your content processing skills. And then you learn how to actually promote that piece of content, whether it's a podcast or a little video or whatever. It's because the podcast or the video is one thing. What you do with it is another strategy altogether. Then you actually have to leverage all that content. So then you get better at that. So there's so many reasons why podcasting is so powerful. And at the same time, one thing that I haven't mentioned, which is probably the most powerful, is that if someone has a podcast and they go and interview all their customers and prospects, that is incredible lead generation. If you get, like, if I want to call a particular CEO or director of a company, you know, just out of the blue, he might say, "Who are you? No time. Leave me alone." If I ring up and say, "I want to have you on my podcast," it's a whole other discussion. And then I build a relationship with that person. And then they might say, "Oh, Darren, we need some social media done." So it's an incredible relationship building and lead generation strategy that people forget about. But just like anything else, podcasting takes work. It takes preparation. Prepare the podcast, prepare the guest, prepare yourself, do the post work, do the production, promote it. All that takes a hell of a lot of work. Like I spend a lot of my weekends drafting future podcast episodes. But I really enjoy it. I love it. And it really does increase your network of contacts 100,000-fold. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
There's so many things that come out of it. As you said, it's the increasing your network. It's the fact that, yes, you're highlighting them. You've got a bond with them as well. Yep. Okay, you're promoting their business, but you're also developing your skills. You're promoting yourself. Definitely. You know, and you're building a relationship that's quite powerful. That you can then, you know, and because you're focusing on helping them, you're developing yourself as well. So people can't see it as manipulation. They can see it as a fact that, hey, this is somebody who's genuine about what they're doing. And if you have interesting guests on there, they can't wait until the next one comes
out. As we were just discussing before the show, like for us, we both agree that a podcast or a video or an interview is more about letting your guest take the stage and you just facilitating that that journey. And one thing that I can't stress enough is that any content that you provide, whether it's video, audio, written content, it's basically brand awareness. It's just allowing people to build a relationship with your brand and what you do and your philosophy. And if they like you enough, they'll go and search for what you do. So, for example, in my podcast, I've only done one podcast, I think, about photography, and I'm a photographer. You know, and only very few about social media. The rest have been health, how to read people, marketing, branding, exercise, anything. There's so many different topics, but it just, all it does is create brand awareness of me, who I am, and who Suspended Animation. And if they like the show, they'll say, "Oh, let me just Google Suspended Animation. What does this guy do?" "Oh, Darren, he does this, he does this, he does that." So it's a very passive, indirect way. But branding these days and marketing is really about that. It's about creating awareness for who you are and what you do without selling.
That's the thing, because you're letting people see you as you are, connecting with other people.
Yep.
Virtually in your own habitat, so to speak.
Exactly.
And, people won't know that we've just had a talk before this where you interviewed me.
Yep.
And now we've come to where I'm interviewing you, and it's like, I can't remember who's interviewing who at the moment, because it's just been a conversation all
exactly.
the way through.
Exactly.
Which has been nice and natural and flowing.
Yep, absolutely. So I think it's just so much fun. It's so much fun. You get to meet, and particularly with virtual means and technology nowadays, as you mentioned a bit earlier, we're connecting with people at such scale because of technology and with Zoom and everything else. It's amazing what you can achieve in terms of building content and branding yourself and marketing yourself using this technology that we have available. So why wouldn't you use it if it's there and it's free?
That's it. The other thing, why I look at things as well, is quite often just talking to somebody via the phone, interviewing in that way, where you can only hear them but not see them.
Yep.
There is a bit of a disconnect. Being able to see them, there's a bit more of a connect. So that's why I like videos.
Yep.
But I'm a very lazy sod. I'm looking down the track and I go, right, if I've got a video, I can also then pull the audio out and that can go out as a podcast.
Absolutely.
And then I can take that audio and I can translate it back into text and now I've got a blog.
100%.
And if I've structured all of my videos to follow a certain flow, then those blogs are now the contents of a book.
Yep. And that's not laziness. That's being very clever. That is really that's a sophisticated content strategy. And that's exactly why, for example, podcasting is so great, because you get three or four different mediums out of the one show. It's all about leverage. Social media and marketing is about leveraging your content. So you have to try and repackage, repurpose, regift, have it in as many different forms as you can to send out to your audience. And what you're doing is very, very clever. It's not lazy at all.
Yeah, well, don't tell anybody, but I am a lazy sod either way. It's the thing I like about it is if I can do all that and save all that time, it again reminds me of just how powerful and why it's so necessary to be on social media and using all these other mediums.
Definitely. I mean, I just can't think of any better way to explain it, but the scale that you can access via social media is incredibly high compared to anything else you could do in an analog form or in a non-digital form. That's just talking about accessing your close group of contacts. If I go then and start talking about accessing Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups and other bodies of other networks, that can take your message out to hundreds of thousands of people again, with the click of a button. Why wouldn't you try and access that pool of audience if it's there for you?
A lot of those platforms will actually, if you've got people are interested in what you're doing and they respond to it, they will actually promote it out into the bigger world.
Definitely.
Absolutely. I've got a perfect example of that. The other year I put together a post which was just a statement, Richard Branson, take care of your employees and they'll take care of your business. It's that simple.
Yep.
I put a statement up next to it. If that's a case and why is it 87% of people are disengaged in the workplace?
Yep.
It got a lot of responses. It was shared 3,500 times in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And next thing you know, the reason it grew is because LinkedIn grabbed it and put it out.
Yep.
So by the time it had 35,000 likes, I then decided to put another one up and that connected to it. So people from there came over to that one and drove it. And I put a video up between the three, over 100,000 interactions.
Incredible.
So that, and I'm not great in my production. The first video I put up on YouTube many years ago was a friend of mine he read questions out for me, I should say, and I answered the questions and I recorded him with all the questions. He went home and then I sat in front of the camera and recorded the answers and I spliced it all together.
Yep.
And the sound was good, but talk about an amateur production. But on YouTube, it hit 700,000 views. And at that point, got picked up by a marketing agent for Disney Films and Gillette. Next thing, I'm hired to go to London for their Star Wars launch in 2018, or 2016, I should say, for their Rogue One. And that was based on what they perceived they saw me as being the leading authority worldwide on reading people,
than
Dr. Phil or, you know, Alan Pease or anybody else.
Brilliant. I mean, a perfect example of the opportunities that social media can create. Look at the business and the clients you just got out of putting one video that was done in very amateur fashion, and it spread around the world, and look at the opportunities that came out of it.
The only reason I bring that up is for that reason, because as you mentioned earlier, the excuses people will put out to stop themselves from doing this, and how that is really the only person they're robbing that opportunity is themselves.
Is themselves. I mean, technology is here to stay. It's getting more sophisticated every day. There are new platforms. There are new features on the existing platforms. If you don't jump on social media and really start to build a relationship with the new way to market and using digital marketing, you're going to be left behind. There's just no two ways about it. I mean, there's only so many people you can reach from a newsletter or from a letter post box drop or from a billboard on the side of the road or the brand on the side of your car or whatever it is. The scale and the quality of message that you can release with social media, with digital, is second to none. You have to build a relationship with it.
And the thing I'd put to all the people out there listening to this as well is that, do you feel that your services are the highest possible quality? Do your clients get so much out of hiring you, just once they knew you were there? And if that's the case, then how can you rob them of that experience? So you really have to get out there so you can look after the people and give them the service that they deserve.
Yep, I love it. I love that. What a great way to put it.
So let's talk about some of the services that you're offering at the moment. How do you help people?
Yeah, sure. So basically my three things. I started off, as I mentioned, I'm a photographer. So when things lighten up a little bit and, you know, the lockdown loosens, then probably some photography work will start being more accessible. So I do a lot of work as a corporate photographer, doing a lot of events. I do private events and I do headshots. And then as far as social media and podcasting is concerned, I run two courses, one for each. So I have a 4-week social media course where I give people the basics of social media and I run them in weekly 1-hour sessions with me just on Zoom. And I teach people how to, first of all, the strategy of social media, why they should use social media, where to post, which platforms to use, how to put video, how to edit video, how to work with graphics, how to write content, how to use the three different forms of content, which are video, audio, and written. And so I just get a kind of like a beginner's A to Z of social media marketing. And then people can take it from there and just go on that journey. And then if they ever need me after that, I can just jump in for a consultation and help them along the way.
Brilliant.
And then from a podcasting point of view, I do the same. I just have a very small, short 2-part course where the first part, I set you up with why should you podcast? How do you prepare a podcast? How do you prepare your guest? How do you research? What technology you should use? And then I get them to go off and do the first interview. And then I say, come back to me and I'll sit there with you and we'll produce it together and launch it on whichever site we choose. And then after that, you're off and running to do more episodes.
Yeah, well, that preparation side's quite important. Thanks for showing me up with the quality of yours, because I didn't do next to no preparation for these.
But you're a natural, Alan.
The sheet you sent through to me has got some beautiful flow. It's good connection and everything else. You look at it and go, oh, this is easy.
Beautiful.
So that's what I like about the way that you're working, is making it not only informing people of why they need to be in here, how they can be in there, but how they can really turn this into a great return for themselves.
Definitely. I mean, a lot of people, like you're a seasoned speaker. Like, I can see you do this a lot. So it's easy for you to just communicate, and you're not worried about the camera, and you flow very well. But a lot of people, for the first time, they might be on a podcast. They freeze up. They're not sure where to look. They're not even sure how to set up their lighting or anything. So just a little bit of preparation can really help them put themselves in the best light and put their best foot forward. I mean, because it's an opportunity to tell the world who they are and what they do. They should try and execute as best they can.
Now, I'm going to put some of your links in the comments when I post this, but What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Oh, fantastic.
Basically, so they go and find out more information.
Yeah, great. So everybody can jump on my website, which is just suspendedanimation.com.au, all one word. And from there, you'll be able to link to all my blog, my podcast, my LinkedIn, my Facebook, my Instagram, every platform under the sun. And feel free to connect with me on all those if you like. But my main umbrella is just my website, Suspended Animation, and you can find me from there.
So that's probably a good tip for everybody else out there and how to put it all together. When I did the interview with Darren, he said, well, send me your link. So he's got a whole mass of them. And if they had them in the one spot, it'd be people go and choose what they want from there.
Absolutely. That's actually a really good point. That's a really good point. Like working in terms of marketing, and especially when it comes to digital marketing, it's all about making it as easy as you can for the person to have that experience and connect with you. If you put too many layers before they get to your content or your form or whatever else, they just lose patience. They are too hard. Forget it. So you've got to think about it, making it as easy as you can for the other person to get to you or get your information. That's the best way to think about it, because we're also bombarded these days with so much noise and so many posts, and you don't even know where to look. So the attention span is seconds, milliseconds. Mm. So you've got to make it really easy. Otherwise you've lost them forever.
That's it. And I like the fact that you said earlier on that you're always learning, and that, as you said, I might be a seasoned speaker, but from some of the conversations we've had over this and the previous interview is that I probably could do with a little bit more basting and a bit more time in the oven.
Basting, I like that. Absolutely. You never stop learning. I'll go and, you know, watch what Gary Vee does and I say, my God, he's like 10 million miles ahead of me. So, you know, it's an ever long journey. And that's part of the process. You actually start to enjoy the journey and the learning that comes out of it.
That's it. And that's good when you find a coach who is, you know, out there doing the same thing, that they're always learning and expanding, because the more that you learn and expand, you can still keep learning from them, which just reminds you that, you know, you're never going to know it all.
100%.
Like no one ever gets to that level. Working towards it.
No one ever masters anything. There's always, you're just on a point within that continuum forever.
Mm. You know? It might be a bit more masterful, but as you say, you're still a master in progress.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Excellent. Well, Darren, this has been a pleasure, and that as always. So thanks very much for coming along for the chat.
Thank you, Alan. Really appreciate you having me on the show. You know, really, really appreciate it.
Excellent. And for everybody out there, I hope you got a lot of value out of this. Follow up the links to Darren and have a chat. You know, see what he's doing there. Have a chat with him. Send you his questions. And even on this post, put your comments in and Darren will respond to those as well.
Absolutely. Would love that. Love to.
Excellent. Yeah. And again, Darren, thanks very much. And everybody else, we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.